350 yards up. He's going to hit about a 500. Expect touches.
That's a beast, man. Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
Let's go while we're young.
A looper?
A looper. You know, a caddy, a looper.
Find your center. Picture the shot, Danny. Picture it. Turn off all the sound. Let it happen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Chasing Daylight podcast. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing good.
We got an early recording session today. Normally, Mondays are a little lazy for me, but I actually had to get out here in the office and do some work today to get ready for this.
Yeah.
You've already done your job today.
Yeah, but, you know, it's always who knows. Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen?
The roll of the dice.
Yeah.
Good news, Vegas is opening back up a little bit.
Yeah.
They've increased to 50% capacity. Night's game is going to have 8,000 fans in it, the next home game.
Good for the playoffs. Well, they probably won't be traveling, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's nice to see things starting to open back up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A little bit here, a little bit there. So today's episode of the Weekly Walk, of course, we're going to have our Pro Tour talk. We'll cover all the events that took place over the weekend, go over the winners. What's happening coming up this week on the tours and things that we're doing, the Look at This Instagram segment, which, I mean, I don't want to say it's because of us, but somebody is blowing up right now that we recently featured. So, I mean, honestly, all I can do is kind of take credit for it, even if we had absolutely nothing to do with it.
We started the wave.
Yeah. Wrap things up with the Viva Las Vegas segment. But first, as always... That guy, the floor is yours.
I think we might have 2 weeks in a row.
I caught something.
You did?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. When I was talking about roads, I said number 4, par 5. Obviously, that's number 5, par 5, that used to be there. Yes. But, you know, a little slip up. But
It's nothing major.
Yeah, nothing major.
I'll let that one pass. I did have somebody reach out, and it was a clarification more than a rat farts. But the LPGA Tour doing the Wednesday through Saturday start was more for their travel to Thailand or to Asia to give them, because they'll be losing a day.
So that interesting.
Which I'm like, that makes way more sense than them trying something different.
Yeah. I do love it, though. I'm a big fan.
Oh, my goodness. I want to see that all the time from now on.
I think so, too.
And I loved the prime time.
Yeah.
That was great, being able to see a lot of LPGA golf. So congrats to us for a pretty clean show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of info going out. There was one clarification on that $40 million prize pool.
Okay.
I said that it wasn't coming from the PGA Tour. It is. It's all funded by the PGA Tour. There's no sponsors in that whatsoever, which I was surprised at that. I thought for sure they would have had a sponsor come in and say, "Hey, you're doing this." But
PGA makes their money from sponsors, so
indirectly. So I guess I guess you could say that.
Yeah,
it is sponsor funded, but not like directly.
It's not the Budweiser $40 million challenge.
Well, it's known as the Player Impact Program,
right?
So the PIP, Player Impact Program. And the $40 million is totally funded by the PGA Tour. So that is interesting. In other news that came across the wire this last week, Ricky Fowler got an exemption into the PGA Championship. He is currently out of the top 100.
Yeah.
What is your thoughts on Ricky getting a pass?
Did they say why he's getting one?
It just said the PGA of America offered him a special exemption.
I think it's probably just his popularity, his past performance. The PIP. Yeah, exactly.
His PIP agent was like, yo.
Yeah, there's been a lot of interesting feedback about it, I think. There's been a lot of negative. Why Ricky? He doesn't deserve it. Give it to someone else. And then there's been a lot of, you know, it's Ricky.
It's Ricky.
Yeah.
It's Ricky. I mean, maybe there's just a little little bit less orange in the tournament than they were hoping for, and needed to add some color to it.
Well, he brings people out, you know, all those kids dressed in orange, and
I mean, he is a fan favorite, and I mean, they're going to get, it's a major. You're going to get as many fans as they're going to be allowed to, no matter who, whether he's in it or not.
Well, you want top names in a major. I mean, he's not a top player right now, but he's a top name. You see him all over TV all the time.
Yeah. Like Trey said, when he's in here, he's pushing Corona.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Visacki, is that what it is?
Yeah.
He made some headlines with his emotional Monday qualifying. The Golf Channel did a great job showing his backstory with his parents and how much they have sacrificed, I guess you could say, to make sure he gets to where he's going. Didn't have a great tournament, but there's not too many people that Monday qualifying do. But he made it.
Yeah.
His lifelong dream had come true. He played in a PGA Tour event. So congrats to him.
Yeah.
That was nice to see. I mean, I know Bubba gets a lot of shit talking on him for his emotional breakdowns every time he wins. But when you see these guys out there that they have dedicated their entire lives to making it finally get there, it's awesome to see.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then this was actually, it kind of gave me goosebumps because it shows you how golf is evolving and how the world is changing. Pine Valley, one of the most historic golf courses in the world, has scrapped their men's only rule, and they are now allowing women members and unlimited women play, which I didn't know that the only women that could play the course were guests, and they could only do it on Sunday afternoons.
Hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. 2021, and we still had men's only clubs, which is, I mean,
they're out there.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But nice to see them stepping up, and, you know.
I'm sure there's some people thinking about throwing on a dress trying to get in there if they haven't been able to.
Bruce Jenner's like, yes! or Caitlyn Jenner.
Sorry. Yeah.
My apologies. All right, so let's, you got anything? Oh, what is the stat you just had?
Oh, so I saw an interesting one come through. Cameron Tringali is the first player to hit about $13 million in earnings and not have a win.
Not too shabby of a job.
Yeah. So you could look at that saying that's a failed career, or you could look at it as a successful career. It just depends on what type of person you are.
He's playing golf on the weekends, has made $13 million. That's a success, that's in a my success. Opinion. Yeah.
Agree.
Good for him.
It's surprising because he's been really close a few times.
Yeah, when you said that he had no wins, I was like, wow, that's not somebody that would have gone top of my head for players that have not won on the PGA Tour. He's been around a long time.
Yeah, he's a name you hear too. So
he's got Vegas ties too, doesn't he?
I'm not sure.
I think he does.
I don't know. I remember a video of him. His caddy like tripped over the ropes or something and bent his putter or something like that. Do you remember that?
No.
It was years ago. It was pretty funny.
That would be hilarious.
I'll have to find the clip. It was good.
So congratulations to Sam Burns. Got his first PGA Tour win out of the Valspars this weekend. A week late. Well, no Horschel either, so.
Yeah. That's what Katie was saying. You're like always second, or you're a week late or a week early.
I watched, how much did you watch?
Not that much.
Not that much?
I didn't watch a ton. I watched Friday, a lot of Friday, only a little bit Saturday and a little bit Sunday.
Yeah, we played early yesterday, so I was home as the kids were waking up and got some chores knocked out and then turned the TV on and watched the end. Who was Keegan? Keegan Bradley. Mm-hmm. Man, he just missed some putts. He could have been right there, but really had some.
He's got a really good little club flip when he sets up to the ball.
Oh, with every club.
It's like really good.
With every club. He's a
hands
spaz.
Are very, very low too, though.
Oh, yeah. He's got some degrees in his spine angle. My Lord. Mm-hmm. But he was right there. And then, I mean, Burns did not back away at all. It's I'm not sure about him yet. I haven't got any like great vibes. Like this is a future all-star, or this is going to be a dominant player on tour. It seems like every time one of these young kids wins, on tour, the first things out of the announcer's mouth is first of many to come. And it's hey, Cameron Tringali. This may be his only win. He could win next week. You never know. It's
you never know.
Never know. But congrats to him. Got that first win out the way. And, you know, sky's the limit. On the European Tour, Dean Burmester, I think, yeah, at 25 under, won the Tenerife Open. The LPGA Tour, Hoo Yoo Kim, at 17 under, won the HSBC Women's World Championship in Singapore. On the PGA Tour Champions, Mike Weir.
Yeah.
And do you know, do you see John Daly was second?
John Daly
was right there.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. He hit it in the water on 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't hit it in the water often.
No.
No.
No. Dude, he's really working that beer too.
Yeah, he is.
It's unusual seeing him like that, but it's funny. So Mike Weir back in the winner's circle on a PGA event after years.
Yeah.
I think what was the Masters his last? I don't know.
I think I saw something where it was like 9 years or something since his last win, or it may have been.
Yeah, it's been a while. So good to see him up there. Korn Ferry Tour, man, Harry Hall was right there after day two. He was tied for second at 8 under, had a bad round on Saturday and just couldn't recover. But Paul Barjon, 15 under, won the Huntsville Championship.
I saw something where David Lipsky is tour bound.
Is he?
Yeah, I saw a post about it.
How so?
I don't know. I just saw it real quick. Hmm. Las Vegas guy.
He did well at Paiute.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just saw it this morning. I didn't look too deep into it, but he's tour bound, it said.
Nice. The Korn Ferry Tour went to a 3-man playoff, and Barjon won it on the third hole with an eagle, which is cool to see. So, our pick results. Jeremy had an opportunity this week to really catch up some ground. Joe had Russell Henley and miscut 0 points. I had Rose, which got this surprised me after how well he did in the team event. You know, or was it team event or was it the one before that? Anyways, was surprised to see him not play so well. Miscut, no points. And you had Kevin Na, T29, 23 points. You know, 23 points closer.
23 points closer. We're getting there.
What's that say?
Welcome to the PGA Tour, David Lipsky, tour bound. It's kind of cool.
Wow, though, I do love that with a Vegas sign.
Right?
That's really cool. You should share that to the Chasing Daylight.
I might. We'll see.
Instagram account so people know what we're talking about.
Real quick, Mike Weir, 13 years, 10 months, and 6 months and 1 week. So almost 14 years.
What was that win?
It was the Fries.
Ah.
Yeah, long time ago. The 07.
Gone out of business.
Yeah.
Open. Do you see they got the Fries signs all covered up on the freeway now?
It's gone. It's gone.
It's been gone for a long time, man. If you ever went in there before that place closed.
It was just like sanitizer and
that's it.
Washcloths.
Maybe some phone chargers.
Yeah, all kinds of, you know, computer spray, dust remover spray.
I went into the, because I was looking for a new laptop, you know, about a year and a half ago. And I went in there and I'm like, where are all the laptops?
He's
like, what you want? I can order it for you. I'm like, no, I want to check them out. He's like, oh, no, we don't have any.
I could order it myself, thank you.
Yeah,
that's very odd. It's
so crazy.
Yeah.
How they stayed open for as long as they did.
I know.
With that type of, wild stuff. FedEx Cup standings through May 2nd. JT still holds on to the top spot. Bryson DeChambeau is second. Victor Hovland moved into the top five. He is sitting at number 3. Cam Smith at 4. And Xander rounds out the top 5. OWGR, there was no changes this week. Still holding on to the top spot is Dustin Johnson, JT, John Rahm, Xander Schauffele, and Bryson DeChambeau. What do you think of that new putter, JT, or Dustin Johnson's rocking? Did you take a look at it?
I like it.
The pictures that I saw online look like it was very recently made.
Yeah.
And I know they say it's a prototype, and even Trey was saying it's going to be hot if it comes out.
Yeah.
It's a lot like the Odyssey 7. It's a lot like the PXG putter that I'm gaming. Got the lines are a little different. It doesn't have the round part in the center that I don't like. But he was putting pretty well with it. The LAGP shaft still in it.
Yep. I never realized how far he's got the toe. He's got the toe right into the ground, so his heel's way up. Yeah. I never noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he putts well, so whatever.
Yeah, it's, I mean, should we start the clock at how soon the spider putter's back in the bag for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say pretty soon.
It just takes one event for him not putt well, and it's right back in.
Yeah.
As long as it's not the truss.
Right.
He won with the truss.
He did. He did.
In dominating fashion.
He did.
Which, and that thing was gone quick.
Yeah.
So I don't know if, like, in his inner circle, they're like, dude, no. Taylor May's like, we made a bad mistake. Do not put that back in your bag. Because it was, like, gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gone, gone. All right, so that wraps up all the stuff that happened on tour this past week, so we can get into some events that are coming up this week. Stag Eye, you want to cover some stuff here?
Yes, so Wells Fargo Championship, Quail Hollow, this is always a fun one. We'll see if Max can go back-to-back. This one is Charlotte, North Carolina, of course, par 71, 7,500 yards. It's a long one.
Long one.
500-point event. There was no 2020. But
COVID.
Max,
COVID, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Max is defending. Yeah. And he played well.
He did. He played really well.
He did.
I thought he was gonna, you know.
Well, even at Riviera, he was chasing Sam and won, which was kind of the same situation.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He tends to play well at ball striker courses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting fact about this event: no golfer has ever defended at Quail Hollow. Which I got some. Do a little, where did it go?
Oh,
here it is. Ha. Ha ha. So let's do a little quiz time. You ready?
Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Who, let's see. Who won the PGA Championship that was held here in
2017? Is that JT?
Very well done.
Thank you.
Nice.
The Wells Fargo Championship has been ongoing since 2003. Do you know the name of the event that it was prior?
Bank of America?
No. First Interstate Bank?
I do not.
Do not? Any idea?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's going back a ways. From 69 to 79, it was known as the Kemper Open. And so let's see.
Same Kemper Sports that owns... like Project X and all that?
No, I don't think. I think it's like the financial institution. That's what most of those things are.
True.
I have no idea. How many previous winners can you name?
Ricky. Max.
Jason Day.
Rory.
Brian Harmon.
Brian Harmon?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, you guys are doing good here.
I think I can remember.
Tiger didn't win there, did he? Yes, he did in that second comeback.
2007.
Yeah. It's just 07, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anybody else?
And we're going back to the 70s?
No. 03 to 19.
AK?
Look at you.
Yeah, he won in 08. The last sighting.
Yeah.
I think I'm done.
Okay. So we got David Toms, Joey Sindelar, Vijay Singh, Jim Furyk, Tiger Woods, Anthony Kim, Sean O'Hare. Rory won it in 2010 and 2015, only repeat champion. Lucas Glover, Ricky Fowler, Derek Ernst, UNLV kid, which when he came out and then won that, I was like, yes! And then he's... nowhere to be found except for the bottom of the leaderboards on the Korn Ferry Tour. JB Holmes, James Hahn, Brian Harmon, Jason Day, and Max Homa.
These are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got a lot of
none of those were wrong dings either.
No. No.
Yeah.
You're correct. Nice.
That was our best. That was our best performance.
That was the best performance of quiz time in the history of the Chasing Day podcast.
And we also got the one before that correct, so we're on a roll. Keep bringing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to step up my game a little bit. That was too easy.
You're going to get all these next ones wrong.
Go ahead with what else is coming up this week.
European Tour is the Canary Islands Championship, which is a cool place, cool thing to watch.
Yeah, this is the exact same golf course.
Yeah. I thought this was kind of odd.
I thought it was a typo, and then I looked, and nope.
Yeah, same place.
Same place. Hmm. So look for, what's his name, Dean Burmester to do pretty well.
Yeah. And then PGA Tour Champions, the region's tradition at Greystone Golf and Country Club in Birmingham, Alabama. How far away is that from Alabama you've been to?
Birmingham's about 2 hours south.
Okay.
I haven't told you guys this. I have a trip plan coming up in July.
In Alabama? July in Alabama.
No, it's going to be July in Georgia. Same thing. Going to go spend a week with Mr. Stephen Nolan.
That's right, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to get some on-hands golf.
There you go.
He said, I'm going to come back a changed man. So.
We'll be ready.
He goes, I can't wait to
back with like a motorcycle bike.
Like, yeah. I can't wait to get my hands on you. I said, oh, you're not going to be gankusing me, are you?
That's funny.
Corn Ferry Tour at the Simmons Bank Open in the Grove, College Grove, Tennessee.
This is another deep one.
Yep.
You know, in Tennessee, 7,300 yards.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
Yep. And then finally, the LPGA, Honda LPGA Thailand at Siam Country Club, Pattaya Golf Old Course in Chonburi, Thailand.
So glad you're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amy Yang's the defending champion. There was no event last year.
Yeah. So what are you most looking forward to of the professional events that are coming up this week?
I do like Quail Hollow.
Yeah.
But I also liked Innisbrook, and I didn't watch.
True.
I prefer the LPGA. I don't know. I love the Asian.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday.
I love the courses there. I'll probably watch Quail Hollow, though. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Quail Hollow is always a good one.
Yeah, I would say because Max is a favorite. Mm-hmm. So looking to see if he can defend there. That would be sweet.
I would love to see some Korn Ferry Tour coverage.
Yes.
It's been a while.
I was looking at the Grove or the Groove Grove. It's got to be the Grove. It's like one of Nashville's premier private clubs. It's south of the city. Gorgeous. I mean, absolutely gorgeous country. And the course looks spectacular. So, I mean, the Korn Ferry plays some really cool courses, you know? I mean, they were just at Paiute. Right. But in the Huntsville, the Ledges, the course they just played, really awesome course. And they're going to Nashville and playing a premier private course there. They play some really good courses.
Yeah.
Maybe the PGA should take $40 million and invest it in TV coverage for the Korn Ferry Tour.
I know, right? That would be sweet.
My goodness.
I mean, they are the future generation of the PGA Tour, and they're going to be impacting the game. Pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The European Tour, I am just struggling watching. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the broadcasters.
I think it's the broadcasters.
I just can't get into it.
A little snory.
Yeah. I try, and I woke up the other day, and it was on. I'm like, oh, I'll put this on. And it's like,
it's just very long.
Yeah. Sometimes, for me, I like the Middle East tournaments. You've got the Dubai, because you're more familiar with those courses. Wentworth.
Well, and they have more players that show up for those events.
Yeah, the bigger ones are a lot of fun because you get the top players, some of the U.S. players, but some of the smaller ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the LPGA is going to be number – I'm definitely going to be tuning into some Quail Hollow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the LPGA, again, overseas, so it's nice prime time viewing for us.
We got a big weekend, so I don't know how much the TV is going to be on.
Yeah, well.
We got – St. George, right. And
that's why you have YouTube TV on your phone.
Mother's Day, we're staying over at Virgin Hotel.
Are you?
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm driving to Palm Springs on Mother's Day.
Hmm. Nice.
Exciting.
Don't tell my wife, but I think we're having the Mother's Day brunch at Reflection Bay.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Nice. Little brunch, then round.
A little round. Hey, just wait here. I'm going to go.
When I worked in the casinos, in the restaurants, and at Canyon Gate in the restaurant, Mother's Day, busiest day of the year by far.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I was thinking about trying to throw out the Revere brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
But we're going downtown to a spot.
Downtown.
Nice.
Right on. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
No one outfits golfers better than Las Vegas Golf Superstore. We've been fitting golfers since 1974. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our four-sight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Las Vegas Golf Superstore, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for sticking with us.
So yeah, go down to the Vegas Golf Superstore, buy yourself something for your mom for Mother's Day coming up this weekend.
So yeah, great idea, Joe.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah.
Trey had an experience at a place here in town that rhymes with Nalaxy. He went to get him went to get a shaft pulled off of a hybrid. Mm-hmm. And the guy threw it in a clamp and was like twisting the head. They didn't have a shaft puller.
Huh.
At Golf Galaxy in their little tour truck, which stunned me. I mean, Nalaxy. So, wow. But I told him Las Vegas Golf Superstore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which he also told me that brand new boxes of balls, they'll accept in trade for same value for something else. And a brand new box of the ChromeSoft XLS, they offered him $14.
Interesting.
At Nalaxy.
It's a great ball.
I haven't hit it yet.
I haven't either.
Yeah, me neither.
It's not $14.
For $14, it's got to be great.
No, thank you. Go down to the Las Vegas Golf Superstore. Great place. Get everything you need. We love them.
Yeah, great spot.
Great spot. So, all right, let's get into a little bit of this.
Look at this Instagram. It's been an excite of ham. Started out as a lemon tart. Then my phone went and made it art.
Look at this Instagram. We love this segment. It's so much fun. And I shit canned the wheel.
Yeah. I saw it out in the trash can.
Yeah.
I loved it because it reminded me of the old game Life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
The new game of Life is not, we got that for the kids.
It's like digital.
No, it's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just not the same.
Yeah.
It's just not the same. So, wheel's gone. So we'll just go Jeremy.
Okay.
Who you got for this week?
I am going to go with Scratch Golf Tips. It's they offer little golf tips, tidbits, advice on
tits?
Little
golf tits,
tits bits,
golf tits.
Yep, golf tits. putting, chipping. They'll dissect like a pro's swing and talk about this is why this works, and it's a quick little video that they post, and I like it.
Nice.
Okay.
Scratch golf tips.
Scratch. I can't type.
Scratch.
SGT. And it's not tits, it's tips.
Yes.
Didn't want to confuse anybody. All of a sudden, they've got 30,000 new followers. Oh, nice big following. 252,000. That's huge.
I'll follow up his.
You going to follow up his?
Since it kind of rhymes. I just changed it on the spot.
Oh, okay.
So yours was golf scratch hold on. Tips.
Dude. Children, please leave the room.
Scratch golf tips, and then tips from the tips.
Tips from the tips.
This is Ryan. He is the founder of Nation Golf. So this is a two-parter, kind of. They make like old school Palm Springs, and you're going to Palm Springs. This is perfect.
Yeah.
They make like real Palm Springs, old school 70s style golf gear.
Look at that.
They play at the Vintage Club, all those super dope spots out there in Palm Springs. Real funny. His golf cart is amazing. It's got the fringe on it. It's got like flags.
Look at that.
A cassette.
Wow.
Yeah. You never heard of him?
No.
No. Okay.
This is an awesome find.
That cart is money.
So yeah, Johnny from Tropicana Golf Club is friends with them. He was just out there with him, I think.
Jimmy.
I could see why they'd get along.
Oh yeah. They That's awesome.
Yeah. They have some great pictures too. Great lighting out there in Palm Springs, obviously. But yeah. Scratch golf tips, and then tips from the tips.
Another two-parter for you.
Yeah. Wow. That was a, you know, off the cuff nice. Freestyle session. So hopefully yours rhymes.
I like no. no, mine doesn't rhyme whatsoever. I'm sorry. But I didn't go back and double check if we have done these people or not. But Uther Supply. Sound familiar? Mm-hmm. Sound familiar?
Yeah, I know. I have
their towel.
Yeah, they just started doing golf balls too.
Really?
Just got a dozen in. Yeah, I mean, everybody, it's an opportunity to make some money on some things. So I'm going to bring a couple sleeves out to St. George and give them a spin around the course to see how they do. But they make some amazing golf towels. Their Augusta stuff is just absolutely outstanding. I have one of their Azalea towels that I don't even bring out on the course because it's so damn nice. Uther Supply, make sure you give them a follow.
I like that hat. I don't know if this is their hat, but it's like Old English.
Yeah.
It says Augusta. That's tight.
Yeah, I like
that. I have to find that.
But they've been around for a while. Met them at the PGA show. They do some really cool stuff. The new golf balls, they've got some...
the logos on them?
Logos on them. I got the one with the USA logo.
That's some, very cool.
Yeah, something different. Yeah, interesting. But they're known for their towels, and they can do any kind of print you want mm-hmm. on them, and really good, high-quality waffle towels.
Yes, they are. I have one.
Oh, you do?
I like it.
Nice.
It's not a custom one, but I like it so much, I would order a custom one for sure.
Oh, there you go.
I like the flamingo ball.
Maybe we get some CDP-15 dancing script print.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which hopefully we'll have our CDP-15 hat soon. Yes.
Yes.
If anyone knows how to get a BB and F Co. towel when they come out with them, let me know. You know those, the cool uh-huh. ones with all the ferrules all over
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You want one of those?
I always miss out.
All right. We'll reach out to them.
They sell out that quick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like, what's the bag? The bags that you were, that sell out like that.
What bags?
The one that Hideki Matsuyama was the...
Oh,
Supreme. I can never remember that name.
Yeah.
Supreme.
We're not cool enough for Supreme.
I'm sure there's a larger market for Supreme than
I'm far, golf towels, far I'm sure. away from... yes.
Much larger market.
Well, hey, you know, I mean, they're selling out, so it's...
Yeah.
They're on the same level.
I wouldn't call it the same level, no.
Drake's wearing it.
You know who, like, they sold Supreme for, like, billions
a few years
ago?
Wow.
Yeah.
It kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, I might not have been paying attention, but it seemed like it was Supreme, and then it's
been around since, like, 93.
That's
Blackstone.
Crazy.
Do you know the company Blackstone?
Yeah.
They bought Supreme.
Wow.
3 or 4 years ago. I think they recently sold it, though.
You know, in other economic news, you know, who
the
else?
Dow Jones, bro.
Who else was sold today? Verizon let go of Yahoo and AOL.
Good.
Good.
Which, how is Yahoo and AOL still has value? I mean.
My wife's parents still have AOL emails.
Oh, everybody's wife's parents still have AOL and Yahoo emails. I mean, my goodness.
They used to send out those discs. Like, you used to have to pay monthly for a browser. It's wild.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Times have changed. I told my kids the other day, they were so freaking locked into their devices. I go, we may impose a 1993 technology weekend.
Yeah.
To where you guys don't, and they're like, no, I'll clean my room.
You need to buy him an Etch-a-Sketch.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to buy Theo one of the TVs with the rotary dial, so he has to manually change it.
Shoot sparks.
Erica's like, you'll never know. Hey, get off the internet. I need to make a phone call.
Jeez. And how long you used to have to wait for pages to load.
Yeah. Porn is much better now.
Downloading one song was like freaking 20 minutes. Now
it's you download at night, wake up in the morning, and it's finally done.
Yeah.
But Napster was pretty awesome.
It was.
Yeah.
Give them that. Okay. Let's get into some Vegas talk.
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I do my drinking in the evening time when I'm in Las Vegas.
Vegas golf talk. What you got? I'm just going to give it to you. Go.
you know,
there's not a lot going on.
There's not a lot going on.
LPGA is coming soon. Yeah. That's about it. So what we can do, first off, before we talk about the round we played at Arroyo, Jeremy joined me after the round.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you he enjoyed the hot dog, but I would like to get his thoughts.
Yeah, let's hear it. Like, this guy has hyped it up.
And I, you can say whatever you want. No harsh criticisms or external love will come from me based upon what you're about to say. What is your review of the Arroyo Dog?
I'm going to say a 7.4. It was
not bad.
There wasn't a lot of toppings, which, you know, you could have a hot dog with a loaded hot dog or a regular hot dog. And this was good for a regular hot dog.
Yeah. I loved it.
Would you rather have that dog at Arroyo or the cheese stick at Five Iron?
I'd rather have the cheese stick for sure.
Oh, wow. See, I got to have one of those. I haven't had one yet.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
I like cheese.
Yeah, cheese.
But that hot dog blows away the Kobe hot dog at the restaurant at Five Iron.
I like Wild Horse's hot dog. I've had that before.
I haven't had that one.
Can't say that I've had that one.
Yeah. Very good.
Very good. All right. So Arroyo, we played Arroyo yesterday morning.
We played Muni too.
Well, you guys played Muni.
Two back-to-back, like sub 6 a.m. almost.
Yeah, it was awesome. I love that.
Yeah. One day was enough for me. I got to get you in some 3 o'clock tea times, man. Just to.
No, I can't do that. Can't do that.
Five. Well, you guys talk about Muni since you played there Saturday. How was the Muni?
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's good right now.
Yeah. I think since, Canyon Gate fell through for us hosting an event there in October, I think it is. I'm going to reach out to Muni and see if we can do it there.
Are we going
to
do the 8 Club there?
Yeah.
That would be good because they're having the Clark County or the Las Vegas City Amateur there right before that.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
We're going to do that.
Yeah, fairways are good. Greens are, I mean, they punched them a month ago.
Yeah.
Which we played there.
Still like almost.
And we still haven't had any rain.
Yeah.
Which is rain. Crazy. Yeah,
that's true.
But they are running very quickly.
Yeah, they're quick.
For being bumpy.
Yeah, and they're a little bumpy still. Pulled off some shots. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Muni's great.
Did you guys walk or ride?
We rode.
Yeah.
Which is probably good we did because we played behind some beginners.
We played with some beginners.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never seen more topped shots in my life.
Very top.
But it was a father-son, and they were playing a scramble.
Yeah, they were playing best ball. Like, yeah.
Oh, well, nice. Good for them.
Yeah.
That's nice to see.
Yeah. It was fun.
The group in front, though, were pretty slow. They picked up after 9 a bit, but man. You didn't
get that at a Muni course.
Yeah, but it's 6 in the morning. I thought we'd, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's kind of like one of the things that drives me a little crazy. I haven't done it much recently, but I used to play a lot of afternoon golf at Revere. And you get the husband-wife combo, wife learning, or you get the father-son, father-daughter, junior, which I'm totally cool with that. It doesn't bother me, but it can slow down.
Yeah.
It can slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm fine with, you know, as long as people are smart. Like, those guys were cool because they knew that they're beginners and they're, you know, playing a scramble, which is more people should do. But it's what it is. It's the Muni. It's fun. Good vibes. You meet.
So then at 4:10 Sunday morning, my alarm went off to get up. That was an early wake-up call. Got in, did some nice, quiet, no-distraction stretching because everyone was asleep.
Yeah.
Hopped in the ride and took the drive over to Arroyo. So you haven't played it in a while.
Correct.
And you had played it
twice last summer.
Last summer. What did you think of how Arroyo was looking?
It was in good shape. Again, the front nine rough was a little different than the back nine.
It was like night and day difference.
Yeah.
Going back over the videos, I saw that chip that you recorded of me on one. And I couldn't have duplicated that the rest of the day to save my life because
it got very, very thick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on with that. The course is fun, though. Great views, in good shape, cool holes, fun holes. But the layout, you know, it's like you'd make that long drive for one hole and then you got to leave that hole and another long drive.
Oh, yeah. 6 to 7 to 8 is That's a long, big gaps.
Yeah, yeah. And I
did. But I like seven. That's a fun par three.
Yeah, it's a fun hole. When I drove in, I almost drove into the country club again.
Ooh.
Almost. Because yeah. it's right there. You like don't expect anything. Yeah. It's like this little turnoff is
little
for you.
Little sign that says, poor people,
yeah.
left.
Yeah, turn left here.
Yeah.
See, and when we played, when I played with Eric, when he was here back in December, they wouldn't let us drive through the country club. You had to go through the parking lot.
To the first hole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to go around through the parking lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they weren't allowing people to drive through.
They must have had some big names there.
So when you went that way, I was like, oh, shit, here we go.
I know. I was a little ready, too, because that happened one of the times I played last year. They're like, oh, you have to go around the other way. And the other time was like, oh, you can just cut through there. Just go by the tennis courts.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I played, that's where they pointed me to, that way.
No, we were like told.
I didn't even see anyone over there.
There was nobody.
Yeah, nobody was out there.
They're all checking their stocks.
It's Sunday morning. They're sleeping in.
That's true.
I think the greens were in pretty good shape. No, they weren't in good shape. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. The greens were rolling well for how banged up they were.
Yeah.
It had definite Revere vibes.
True.
There was, black pitch marks everywhere.
Yeah.
But I think that the speed were good. They were well maintained as far as how the good grass that was there was rolling. I didn't see any like rough bad spots. Bunkers were fairly good. Dude, you hit a sick fairway.
Yeah, it was a good
one. 5 foot out of the bunker on number five.
Yes.
Five, yeah.
It was like 266.
Dude,
you
smashed the hell out of it. I was talking to Jeremy afterwards. I'm like, this is one of the sides that I wish I had the confidence you had. You love shot creation.
Yeah.
And I am more skeptical and, all right, let's play it safe. I was in the fairway bunker on a par five. I'm like, just get it back in the fairway. And, you'll have, you got a long shot into the green, but it's an approachable green. It's not like heavily guarded. So I said, okay, I'm just going to take a 9-iron and push this out in the fairway and just completely botched that. And then completely botched my next shot and then hit a nice chip shot from a ridiculous spot.
Yeah.
Didn't touch a blade of grass on that hole.
Just playing the right side.
But, dude, that was a beautiful fairway wood.
Yeah, it was a good one. There's some good shots yesterday for sure.
Mm-hmm. Dan joined us. Good time. What'd you end up shooting, Jeremy?
One under.
Nice.
Nice.
You had a great eagle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you dropped a 50-foot bomb on number 9.
True.
That was
a long putt.
Deep putt.
Yeah.
But it's a good day. I don't know if it's going to move up any in my rankings.
I don't know. It's a nice course. It is a nice course. I forget what I was going to say when you were talking.
I'm sorry. I tend to do that.
No problem.
I kind of prefer Arroyo over Sienna, only because I like the long rough. And Sienna's more of that mild.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, I hated that rough. I couldn't hit out of it to save my life.
It was very hard to chip out of.
Oh, my goodness. Well, even in the fairway, I couldn't get out of it. When it was in the, on the par five on the back that I was in the right rough.
Mm-hmm.
And I only had, 185. So I'm like, and so I took out my 5-iron and just, and it went maybe 100 yards. I couldn't do it. Yeah. Couldn't do it.
Man, I wish I remember what I was going
to
say.
Well, maybe it'll come to you.
It might.
Yeah, so we got coming up this weekend, VGN crew. I think there's, 12 of us? 12, 14. 12, 14 of us heading out to St. George. Going to play the Lynx course at Sand Hollow. Joe's not going to be joining us for that one.
Nope.
Have you played the Lynx course there?
I haven't.
You played the regular course though, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Lynx course is kind of unique. It's just 9 holes. I originally heard that it was designed to be 18 and just finances and land acquisition kind of put a damper on that. I'd love to talk to somebody. Maybe I'll reach out to a couple of the Utah guys I know to see if they know anything else that they ever plan on adding 9 more holes. But it is, as far as, it's not Lynx golf because it's not seaside, but it's a Lynx style course, and it's really fun.
Hmm.
They've got some old rock walls that really gives it that, European vibe.
Yeah.
Huge greens. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I love the red sand.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so cool.
It's
and
awesome.
At Sand Hollow, if you know you've ever been in that red sand, it's very different.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like the first time I hit out of abandoned bunker, I was like, why? Why would you put this shit here? It is not fun. So that's going to be a good time. And then everybody's going to have lunch there, then head over to Copper Rock. And we're going to take on Copper Rock, which they just had a Symmetra Tour event there a couple weeks ago. So it's should be in good shape. And I love that place. I can't wait.
I'm excited to play it.
Yeah.
It'll be your first
time.
Have
you played it?
Yeah.
You have.
There's some great holes. There are some great holes on that golf course.
Yeah
I'm interested
some,
to see.
There's some, I love, is it seven? Seven's the par three, right?
Yeah.
And then eight and then nine comes back down the hill. So six. That
with the side bunkers in the middle of the...
And the lake on the left. And, when I played it, I hit a cut shot that I was like, oh, man. And it just cleared and popped straight up. And I had a 20-yard chip shot to the green. But that's not what I planned on doing. No. So it was nerve-wracking. But it is a really well laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm interested. Because, I mean, it looks cool, right? But it doesn't look like crazy cool to me from pictures. So I'm excited to play it.
I took a lot of like mountain scenery photos just to try and hype up that vibe of it. But being there, with that mountain, it's almost like playing in Red Rock. The mountainscapes are just so beautiful. And you kind of wind up the hill and downhill. That back nine is really fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to give it a shot.
So, we got a little money games going on. Adam Simpson is putting it all together. Shout out to him for taking care of everything. It's going to be a good time. So, look forward to seeing that. The next VGN event we have, points event, is the Poor Man Shadow Open out at Prim Valley. We'll be hyping that up in a couple weeks. Nothing new to say about that, except looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And
Foz. First time Foz makes an appearance on the tour, huh? Right?
Yeah, well, the only other Foz in town is Summit or Shadow, and I don't think we're going to be holding a tournament out at Shadow Creek anytime soon.
Maybe.
Hey, three people signed up. Woohoo! Make it like 500-point event.
Yeah, I mean, if you could make it to where it was just like $400 for the round, I'd do it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're in the casino industry. Work on it.
All right, gotcha.
All right, we'll go. Let's get some odds.
I tried to pull that in my review the other day.
What?
Because I'm in that region, and I had my review at work, and he's like, "Anything else I can do for you? You know, you need anything?" I was like, "Round at Shadow Creek,
yeah, hook up some tee times."
He laughed, and he's like, "Maybe we'll get you out to Spanish Trail." It's a big difference.
How about Club at Sunrise?
Yeah,
like a little Boulder City Muni, some Nellis, Craig Ranch. I can get you on Craig Ranch tomorrow.
Yeah, one of these days. One of these days.
All right, let's get into the odds.
Odds for Wells Fargo: JT at 12-1, John Rahm 12-1, Bryson 16-1, Zalatoris 18-1, Xander 18-1, Rory 18-1, Victor Hovland 20-1, Webb 22-1. That's crazy. Zalatoris is same odds as Schauffele and Rory. You know,
that's because the kid is good.
Yeah. Tony Finau and Cantlay 30-1. Max Homa defending 35-1. Jason Day 45-1.
Jason Day, haven't heard that name in a while.
Ricky Fowler 60-1. Stuart Sink 60-1. Emiliano Grillo 70-1. McNealy 100-1. Joel Damon finished second last year, 100-1.
Ooh, that's beefy right there.
Harry Higgs 150-1. Rymo 150-1.
He had a good tournament.
Yeah, he did. Pat Perez, who's actually placed pretty well here, is 200-1 in the past. That's Will Gordon 250-1. Akshay is in the field 250-1.
Oh, that'd be fun to watch him there.
Yeah, speed, Yankees. Yeah.
Stop it. Okay, Jeremy, since you're the big winner this last week, I'm going to look to you for your pick.
What's the bonus again? Is it 25 and under?
Anything 25 or over.
25-1 odds or greater get you the bonus. With the max of 300 points? Is that
get
what we
you,
said?
No, two, five, 250 or 500. Up to 50.
Yeah.
So anything 250 or above, 25-1 will get you 250 extra bonus points. and so on until you reach 50 and above is 500.
Yeah. I'm going to go Max Homa.
Damn, I was going to pick him.
That's those odds are really high for him.
35-1, played really well. Defending, has been playing very well.
He has been playing very well. It's another ball striker golf course.
Yeah, I've already put money on him.
You can take Max Homa as well. I mean, I don't think we have any rules that we can't pick the same player.
And then we could choose a second as a sudden death.
But if
Max is out, I mean, that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
Can you delete that from the podcast, please?
No.
the hell am I thinking?
All right. Yeah. You want to go next? I'm not going to pick him now. I have other people I can pick.
Oh, you have other people? Yeah.
I got 4 bets in already.
Oh, do you? Early. You get jumping on them early.
Yeah.
Did you see Rosie when we talked last week was 45-1 and the next day he was at 28-1?
It's because of you.
I have that effect on people.
Yeah.
I can lower the odds like that.
This guy out in Vegas picked him again.
Uh-oh.
Better watch out.
He's in second place of the Chasing Daylight podcast bracket challenge or picks challenge. I'm going Bryson.
Okay.
Yep. Going with one of the favorites. I think his length is going to actually help him here. Long course.
16-1.
16-1. No bonus, but looking to get those 500 points with a win.
Cool.
Supplant myself as a dominating tour picker.
Tour picker.
I need like 5 of those 500 bonus ones in a row to catch up.
It's still a long season. And
that's true.
The reason his lead is big is because he's been picking guys in the top 5 consistently.
Yeah.
So you deserve that lead.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, I mean, you can look at how
and with a
closer
win,
we are.
With a win, too, I got an extra 500 bonus points.
Yeah. Well, I had a win, too, with Sergio.
Yeah.
But
You had a stretch there where you were missing the cut a lot.
Yeah, and then the Zalatoris picks have really hurt me.
True. Yeah, very true.
Give him his card. Give him his card, Jim. All right, Joe, who are you taking? Oh, wait, hang on. Jeremy, who was your pick?
Maximus Homa.
And I'm taking Bryson DeChambeau.
We haven't seen him in a while.
Uh-oh. Who could this be? Jason Day?
One recently.
Not Jason Day. Sam Burns?
Bucket Hat Brigade.
Oh,
Joel Damon, 100-1.
Wow.
That's one you should put money on for sure.
Oh, I got money on it. Yeah.
I need to do that.
100-1? So what do the odds makers know that we don't?
He hasn't played in a while.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, so I don't know if he's played since he won. Has he?
I don't know.
He won, so he's been celebrating a lot, right? And I don't think we've seen him for a little while. So he could be rusty, and maybe they're thinking that he hasn't been practicing or
lack
whatever.
Of play.
Potentially, yeah. But he was second last year, so he obviously likes the place. Can play very well. Great
he's a,
player.
He's a stick, man.
Yeah.
True Linksware ambassador too, so
highly entertaining person.
Yeah.
Maybe you get another win and get another discount on some shoes.
Yeah. True. Boom.
True shoes.
True.
And then I also took Emiliano Grillo too. 70-1.
Yeah, I didn't like and nothing really stood out to me. Homa 35-1, of course, that was like, whoa, that's kind of surprising. And I'd love to take Zalatoris.
Yeah.
He actually plays courses he hasn't played before for the first time really well.
Right.
But I can't risk not getting points.
You know, there's also something you should listen to. I don't know why I give you guys all these secrets. Golf Digest has a podcast. Yeah. I don't know. You've heard of it?
Yeah.
Be Right?
Yeah.
Do you listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay. They should come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I try and kind of compare what I'm thinking to what those guys thinking. And if I match up with one of them, then I'll definitely
you're on.
Yeah, then I'll definitely put more on it or bet that or because I used to read their articles on Wednesdays because it comes out on Wednesdays on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So every Wednesday I'd read that compared to what I thought and then place my bet or add to it.
You're just providing so much information for our listeners.
Yeah, man.
So much love. Well,
I'm a Vegas sharp.
Well, I'm a square. okay, so we're going to do a deep thoughts, but we're not.
But we are,
because I am going to be absent next week. we have decided that we will still have an episode that week I'm gone, but it's not going to be a weekly walk episode. It's going to be a deep thoughts episode.
Yeah.
So we're going to record that next, and we'll have that for you the following week, and then we'll be back the week after that with another edition of the Weekly Walk. So, I mean, that's all we got for this one.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Go buy your mom some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day forthcoming to all the mothers that are out there. Everybody that's coming out to St. George, look forward to spending some time with you guys. We're going to have a blast out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you watch all the tour events and, you know, go with Joe. He knows what he's doing. He wins.
Occasionally.
All right, everybody, that'll do it for this episode of the Weekly Walk. Stick around for the next episode. It's going to be entertaining. We're going to get into some deep golf thoughts talk. Until then, make sure you get out and chase some daylight.
Later.